from mine enemies. There's 50 verses here. I don't have time to preach them all this morning, but these three verses, I believe, kind of show us the heart of David. And I just want to take a moment to set the stage of David writing this chapter. You know, sometimes when we read the Psalms, we struggle to find who wrote the Psalm or maybe the timing of the Psalm. But notice the inscription before we even read verse number 1. Notice David says, "To the chief musician, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said." This is one chapter, this is one psalm. We have no doubt, we have no confusion who wrote it and when it was written and why it was written. David penned this the day that God finally vanquished all of his enemies and the United Kingdom was his, and God placed him there in a specific location. And David was so overcome with joy and overcome with victory that David begins to pray to God. He speaks to the Lord, and we have these 50 verses of what he spoke to the Lord. Now, I just want you to kind of wrap your mind around the fact it's been a while for David getting to this point. Now, there are some chapters in David's life that was one story, one victory, and David wrote about it. Now, this is the whole thing. This is all the victories getting him to this point right here. And David said, man, this is a time to write a song. This is a time to praise and to magnify the name of the Lord. So, I don't know the tune, but this is in the Psalm book of Israel. Brother Mark, do you? So, I'm gonna bring up my dearly beloved wife. Come here. And I'm not going to say she prayed all night long getting this rhythm down, but the Assembly of God, in one of their chorus books, verse number 3 and verse number 46 is a little chorus that we used to sing a lot of times at OBI. So she's ready.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord
Now, for some of you slow learners, in Psalms 18, verse number 3, you're still looking for it. We're still in Psalms 18, and we're going to sing verse number 3 and verse number 46. Now, if you say, I don't like these new songs, they don't have any Bible in them. Well, you ought to like this one right here, because it is nothing but Bible. So if you say, I like them old songs that had the Bible where we could shout on them, I want to see you shout right now, because you're not going to get any more Bible than what's in this little course right here, all right? Hallelujah.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God.
want you to lift up your hands and praise the Lord like God brought you through many years of victories. Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify Your wonderful, wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, You're alive this morning, Lord. We magnify and glorify Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Your wonderful, wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We magnify and glorify Your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, amen, as you're seated this morning. Amen. That is the theme of David's writing. Amen. I'm sure the Israelites would have loved having you, Brother Mark. They would have, they didn't have anything sounding quite like that. So, amen. We're moving from the history book, really, of David's life into the hymn book. Because this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter number 22. When you go there, David records this same letter. There's only some minor changes that probably when he sent it to the choir leader probably said, this may not work a little bit. There's just one small change in the text. But as you look back in David's life, we look at the unfolding story. David had a lot of troubles, did he not? David had a lot of battles that God brought him through. As you quickly look back through Absalom and Ahithophel and Saul and all of the encounters that David had, Shimei and the ones that just preceded those chapters, we understand that David knew what it was like to go through some battles. Matter of fact, and you may not like this today, but probably most of us have never had battles as serious that David did. I mean, we say we got trouble. Matter of fact, Wednesday night, we had a great service Wednesday night. Matter of fact, I think Wednesday night's crowd was bigger than this morning. I don't know, but it seemed like it was a lot more lively too. So I don't know about that. But anyway, Wednesday night, the Spirit of the Lord come by. And yeah, we've got trouble. We can hold up our hands, but really our problems don't even compare to the prophet of God and King David at this time in his life. But that's why we love reading the Psalms, because we realize David is being real. David is being open before God. And in this chapter, David moves from just a time of history to a time of praise and to a time of worship, to where he lifts up and he magnifies the name of the Lord. And he said in the inscription that God has delivered me from the hand of Saul. It's the same Hebrew word where David said, you remember before Saul, where he said, God delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. Same word here, the paw of Saul. David said, most of my life I've kind of felt like there have been things that just kind of tried to press me down and hold me down. I feel like there's times that I've been under the paw of oppression or the paw of affliction, the paw of the lion, the bear, and even King Saul. But David said that I've come to sing and to write this song unto the Lord, because truly God has delivered me, and I've come to praise and to magnify the name of the Lord. So let's look at it together. Verse number 1. David says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He said it is the worship of a personal God. Now, if you keep your Bibles open, this is the whole key to what David writes in the first and second verse. 9 times David says, my, my, my. If you're going to get anything out of the service today, anything out of serving God, it has to be a personal application. It has to be my. The vast majority of the church world goes and they hear songs and they hear sermons and they hear a lot, but they never personalize it. They never bring it down to their personal walk with God. Notice David said, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, my buckler, my salvation, my high tower. I'm glad God has done it for me, and I can preach my stories and it might encourage you, and I'm glad we can talk about David's stories and it encourages me and it should encourage you. But how many have your own stories today? Amen. How many have your own testimonies? How many know that God has been your shield and God has been those things to you, and you can lift up your hands today and say that not only is He David's God, and not only is He the preacher's God, and not only is He grandmother's God, but He is my
God. He is everything to me. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. I know who He is. That's why so many serve God with a faraway look. That's why during worship, that's why during songs, during sermons, they got a faraway look. It's like being in a Hebrew class and you know Greek. You can't process it. It just doesn't make any sense. And so when somebody says, my God and my God, it just doesn't reverberate in my soul. But when I hear somebody sing and when I hear somebody preach about my God, and they're talking about the shield and the buckler, it gets me excited because it is personal. I said, it is personal to me. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my God. He is everything to me. And so David said, I will love. The love in this verse is more than just a covenant love. It is an intimate love. It is an experiential love. It is one to where David wanted to get close to God. It was more than just a covenant love that God loves His people. It was the same love that on resurrection morning in Matthew 28, when the disciples saw the Lord in Matthew 28 and 9, the Bible said they fell down before Him, but they wrapped their arms around His feet and they held Him and they loved Him. That's what David is saying. He's not a God that's just in a distance. He's a covenant God and He's a God that I love in a distant manner. But David said, this is my love. This is the God that has brought me through all of these chapters of my life. And I love Him this morning. That I know Him. That I want to get close to hear His heartbeat. Anybody hear this preacher's prayer this morning? Amen. Wouldn't we love to get a little closer to God? I said, wouldn't you love just to take a step deeper and to know more about God on this Sunday morning? Say, God, I want to know who You are. I want to know more about You. I want to know You. I want a relationship with You. Maybe you're here this morning and say, I don't know much about God. I don't really have a relationship with God. I tell you, friend, this morning, amen, read David's writing. Amen, David's writing about his friend. David is writing about a protector. David is writing about someone that he got acquainted with through life. And David said, He is my strength. He is my God. He is my Lord. And I love Him. Amen. What is your testimony today? Amen. Worship. What is worship? Well, worship is about worth. What is something worth to me? So I can praise Him for just what He's done for you. Nobody can take your testimony. Nobody can take your song. You've got a testimony. You've got a song that is just yours. My song is different. My verses are different. I was raised in a preacher's home. Maybe you weren't. Amen. Maybe I've not been and done some of the things you have. And maybe you can get up and say, you know what? God has brought me such a mighty, mighty long way. Amen. I've heard drug addicts get up and talk about how God set them free. I was in camp meeting a couple weeks ago and a man sitting on the second row began to testify. He got saved in prison. Amen. God saved him in prison. He's been out. God has blessed him. God's gave him a business. God has restored everything the devil took away from him. And he can stand and say, when I was locked up, Jesus set me free. Hey friend, that's a powerful, powerful testimony. I got saved as a little boy. Maybe you got saved as a teenager. Brother Pope got saved at middle age. Amen. But I'm glad we can all sing and testify. Thank God I'm free. Amen. It's your song. And so when the preacher says, come on, somebody testify. Somebody come on and praise the Lord. You're not praising God for my testimony. You're not praising God for what He's done for me. You're lifting up hands because of what He's done in your life. You're lifting up holy hands because you know God is alive and what God has done in your life. There's only one reason why we should never praise the Lord. The Bible said that the dead praise not the Lord. That's the only reason that we should never lift up our hands and magnify God, that when we are quieted in death, but as long as we're alive. I said, anybody over here have a testimony this morning? I said, what about you, some young men right here on the front row? Do you know that God is alive? Do you have a testimony? Amen. What about over here? What about in this middle section today? Amen. I know that God is alive, and I'm glad that I know who Jesus is. Amen. Anybody here this morning? Amen. When you lift up hands, you're not praising Him for the preacher's testimony. You're not praising Him for the deacon's testimony. You're not praising Him for the choir leader's testimony. You're praising Him because you know what God has done for you. He is my God. And so David goes on and tells us, not only is it the worship of a personal God, but it is the wonders of a powerful God. Now there's 9 things that David says, and I'd love to preach about an hour about each of them. We don't have time. Amen. But you help me preach this morning, and I'll get through this real quick. But notice David said that God is my rock. Now there are some people that think everybody else's trials aren't as bad as theirs. So I'm not preaching to you this morning because I can't help you. If you think your trials are worse than everybody else's, you're just going to live that way. But I'm here to tell you my trials aren't as bad as David's. And if God brought David through, then what little things I got going on, I believe God's going to bring me through. And the first thing David said, that God is my stability. He said He is a rock. It is a Hebrew word of a high cliff. Why would David say that? Why would God be my high cliff? I tell you why. That when the storms of life are tossing us to and fro, and the raging seas of trouble and storms, and they seek to just tumult our life, David said that God is my rock, or He lifts me high above this world, that He takes me up, that He lifts me up high, and I can be above the storms of life. He lifts me up above. Oh, hallelujah, this morning. Anybody ever been there where God lifted you up? I said, God just elevated you, and God took you up. I said, God lifted him up. God is my safety. David said that not only is He my rock, but He is my fortress. Somebody say fortress. He is my fortress. He is my cave. He is my hiding place. He is that one that I hide in. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God I can hide in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, it is a high tower that the righteous run into and are saved. Don't you know there were times that David got alone in a cave, trying to hide from Absalom, trying to hide from Saul, trying to hide for his life. But there in that cave, all by himself, the Spirit of God came by, and David said, oh, I know that You're God. I know that I'm still Yours, and protect me. And David said, oh God, You are my shepherd. Oh God, You are my fortress. I've been there, friend. Amen. God has put me in His cave. I said He's protected me. How many remember the angels of the Lord stand guard around those that fear His name? How many believe that this morning? How many believe that as God hedged Job, that you and I are hedged this morning? I said we're hedged in God. How many remember in John, Jesus said that we are in His hand? I said we are in His hand, and no man can take thee out. I said, no man, I'm in the hand of the Lord today. I say, oh, hallelujah, He is my safety. David said, He is my deliverer. Can I tell you this morning, you did not get yourself through. I said, you did not get through of your own accord. I said, it's been God. I said, it's been the hand of the Lord. It's been His mercy and His grace. He brought us through. God is sovereign. Now notice what David said. He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. But then he says he is my God. Well, of course he's my God. But the Hebrew is El. El is almighty. David said he is almighty. Hallelujah. How much more can you describe God? He is almighty. He is everything. Whatever that I need the Lord this morning. How many believe God is almighty? I said, how many believe that God is almighty? He is my strength. He is my shield. He is my buckler. And then finally David said, he is my supply. He is a high tower. There were refreshments. There were supplies in the high tower. And David said, oh God is my high tower. I can run into and hide on this Sunday morning. I would to God that we'd run into the high tower. I would to God this morning that we'd just climb up and say, oh God, I need strength this morning. I need help this morning. I need the joy of the Lord. I need the power of God. I need the peace of God. I need the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say take me higher. 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 Take me higher in God. I want to go where I've never been. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be half-hearted. I want to go higher in God than I've ever been before. David said he is my high tower. Verse number 3 tells us that he petitions God. And this is where we're closing. I will call upon the Lord. After David tells us everything about who God is, and I've hurried through that to get to verse 3. David said, the wealth of a petition God. I will call upon the Lord. How many would like to do that today? You say, I've got some things going on in my life. Well, I got news. God's able to help. You say, I got some situations. Well, there is a God that is here today, right now, that is almighty, that is a shield, that is a buckler, that is a provider, that is a high tower, that is supply, that is a shield, that is a protector, that is a deliverer. He's a savior. He's a healer. He's everything. And all that I have to do, I've got a call on the name of the Lord. And so I'm quitting early today to give you a long time to see if you're really serious about what's going on in your life. There's some folks that just like to talk about problems. They just like to talk about it. But I've got news today that if we could call on the name of the Lord, I believe God could turn some situations around. Hallelujah. And so as we sang just a minute ago, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth. The Lord liveth. And blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. I said he's alive right now. I said he's alive this morning. And I need him more now than I have ever needed him before. So I tell you what, you've got a situation and you need the help of the Lord. I'd like for you to stand to your feet, lift your hand in the air and say, God, I know that you're alive and I know that you're listening, and I need you to be my God. I need you to be my rock. I need you to be my shield. I need you to be my provider. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you this morning, Lord. But here is where it all boils down. He is my. See, there's a lot of us that know about God.
There's a lot of people here today that you could probably quote scripture, but you don't know him. You know about him because you've been in Sunday school. You've heard about him. There's folks that are here today that have been in church longer than I've been alive, that are still on first base with God because they just know about him. Listen to their prayer. Listen to their prayers. They're shouting on Daniel. They're shouting on the Hebrew boys. They're shouting on what God did for David. But they can't stand up and say when they trusted God and what God has done for them. So what David said, he is mine. He is my shield. He is my provider. Thank God for it. You can hear me preach what God's done for me. But oh God, this morning, I'd love to go one step further. I'd love for you to make an altar before God and say on Sunday morning, July 25th, 2010, the hand of God came down and God saved my soul. The hand of God came down and he delivered me from my habit. God came down and he healed my body. God came down and he delivered me from depression. He delivered me from pornography. He delivered me from alcohol. He set me free.
Standing on his promises.
He is mine.
My faith.
Glory.
Nothing is impossible when you call on that name.
He is mine.
Hallelujah. You can call on that name.
So with every head bowed and every eye closed right now, this altar is open. You say, Brother Ralston, there's some areas I need God to be mine. I need him to be mine. Mine. Not King David's. Not the preacher. Not the teacher. And not the choir leader. But there's some situations I need God to be my deliverer. My direction. My shield. While the church is praying, you need to be moving right now. You need God to deliver you. You need God to set you free.